Welcome to the Talk Floor Podcast, where we talk all things flooring. And now, your host, Beth Miller.
This is Beth Miller with Floor Covering Installer and Floor Trends Magazines, and we are in Nashville at the CFI training, and I'm joined by Steve Abernathy. He is the COO of the World Floor Covering Association. Welcome, Steve.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
So let's talk a little bit about this new role.
Well, it is the Chief Operating Officer of the World Floor Covering Association, and basically that big title, I guess you might say, what it means is that I'm involved in pretty much everything that WFCA does. So while I had previously focused mostly on the finance side as the CFO, I recently took on the direct management of our CFI division, which is more operational in nature. And so it really involves all of the day-to-day of each of our initiatives and each of our programs and divisions of the organization, where I oversee the primary drivers of what WFCA is involved with. So kind of a jack of all trades, I guess you might say, master of none in that sense of the way. But it's a challenging role. It's very intense. CFI has a lot going on, so it added a huge amount of activity to my plate, but I'm loving being involved in it. I'm an operational guy, you know, pretty much all of my career. And so this is kind of gets me back to what I was, you know, doing for a long time in the industry. I spent many years in manufacturing and had some time in retail as well with Shaw Industries. I was with them for, nearly 30 years. So this kind of lets me tap into a lot of that experience and training that I've had down through my career to really focus on the operational side of our business. And it's a big challenge.
Well, but you've been in the industry long enough, so you know, I feel like you probably have a kind of a bird's eye view at this point of how installation training has evolved over time and its relationship to retail, distribution, you know, just all the areas within the industry. So, you know, what kind of insight can you give to the evolution and how we've landed where we are now?
Well, you know, installation is the crux of what we do as an industry. If it's not installed, it really doesn't matter what anybody else up the supply chain actually does. I mean, you can make all the product you want, you can sell it all day long, but if you can't get it on the floor, then of course it's all for naught.
Yep.
And so when you look at the importance of installation to the industry, it is the final most critical piece of the whole thing. And all of that good work that's done above that can just fall apart if installation's not done properly, and we all know that. So installation training has been going on for a long time. I mean, looking at CFI particularly, CFI's been around, this will be our 30th year of training in the industry, and in that time frame, we've trained and certified well over 40,000 individuals across the country. So it's an extraordinary feat in that time frame. But the importance of it is this. I mean, so many of our installers today have never had formal installation training. They've either learned it from someone else, you know, or tried to figure it out on their own. And you know, that's why you get such variability in the job, is that there's no formalized way of doing that. And so the type of training that CFI does tries to help bring that formalization to it. And of course, you know, there's right and wrong. There's many different ways of installing flooring, and many of them are right in terms of the way it's done. But how you do it, in the sense of following the manufacturer's recommendations, following the standards that have been developed for it, that's a different thing. You know, I may cut a board differently than somebody else cuts a board, but at the end of the day, when the job is finished, there's a certain set of rules and standards that should be followed for that product to perform the way it's designed to do so. So that's what CFI tries to do. Formalizing that education and teaching things the right way helps folks, even if they have been in the industry for many, many years, learn mm-hmm. some things they might not have learned.
Yeah,
you know,
gaps
along
in
the
way,
big
yes.
gaps in the
yes.
knowledge, and so we
yes.
try to fill in those gaps in the knowledge. And the other thing that we do is we give them, if they pass the test, you know, they're given a certification. And I think certification in the industry is very important as well, because
right.
it gives the confidence there to the retailer and also for the manufacturer that depends on that flooring installer installing their product. It gives them, you know, some confidence
yep.
that who's doing that has been examined, they've been tested, they've shown and demonstrated their skill set, both knowledge and hand skills. And it really helps them. And of course, for the consumer, it means they're going to get the best job that can be gotten when they use certified installers. So I believe strongly in certification. I think it's underutilized in the industry, and we're trying to change that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's a very important part of it.
But we've found ourselves now, though, in a place where it is just absolutely crucial that we train in a new workforce, you know, a new generation of installers.
No doubt.
And so you guys came together, you created the Floor Covering Education Foundation to help build a curriculum that can now be placed in technical colleges. Really anybody that's interested in it, you guys have different options, career centers, really anyone. So let's talk about your relationship with FCEF.
Sure. Well, FCEF was started, you know, of course, by the WFCA and in partnership with three other large manufacturers in the industry, Shaw, Mohawk, Engineered Floors. We all came together to you know, get behind an initiative to try to tackle this installation crisis that we have. You know, about 4 years ago, three, 4 years ago or so, I can't remember exactly the timing on it, but we were part of a group called the Floor Covering Leadership Council. It was really a kind of an informal group of trade associations within the flooring industry that got together, and we sponsored a large study to look at the problem of installation in the
right.
flooring industry. And, you know, we all kind of knew in the back of our heads and back of our minds, you know, what was going on and what we were facing. But to see it in black and white, you know, that's a whole different animal. And so this study really highlighted, done by the Blackstone Group, very well recognized research group. The study showed us that the mechanisms of training new installers had broken down. Really, it had happened starting intensely during the 2008 financial crisis when housing plummeted and,
yeah.
you know,
yep.
there's just no work yep. going on. So many, many installers got out of the business, and many more installers failed and decided not to hand their businesses down and teach that to their sons and daughters that were coming along. So we really have a breakdown in the way that installers are trained. As you probably know, there's
yeah.
no formal education for floor covering installation in our technical schools to speak of today,
right.
all across the country. They're almost none. I mean, literally zero.
Well, there used to be. Yeah.
It had disappeared. And of course, you know, you can go get, you know, trained in HVAC work
right.
or plumbing or electrical work or welding or, you know, some of the mechanics, some of those trades you can
sure.
get at basically any technical college across the country. But you can't get floor covering training. So, you know, that's a big opportunity. But one of the things that FCEF was trying to tackle was the challenge that study told us that we needed to have 6,000 plus, and the numbers varied from 6,000 on
yeah.
up to 12,000, quite a range. But nevertheless, at least 6,000 new
yeah.
installers a year,
per year
had
yeah.
to come into the industry, or we're going to shrink the pool of installers. That's how many is leaving through attrition. So, you know, that's a big task. You say, well, doesn't sound that big across the country. It really is. I mean, when you boil it down and know, it's a sizable number and it's a sizable challenge. And the challenge to bring in 6,000 new installers is a huge undertaking. So FCEF was formed really to do several things. One is to, you know, we had to make the industry aware of,
right.
you know, what was going on, what FCEF was trying to tackle, and rally the industry around that. That was one of the primary first objectives. But really what we're there for is to recruit new installers into the trade, to scholarship their education, and to place them in the workforce. Really, that's kind of the main crux of what we're doing, is to make sure that they turn into resources for the industry, and that they've got good paying career jobs that they can move into. And so one of the initiatives that came out of that was our technical college program, FCEF's technical college program. And it began in pilot in Georgia, in Dalton in particularly, with the Georgia Northwestern Technical College. And very successful so far. We've had about three cohorts, maybe going on four here soon, that really kind of paved the way for that, to get that back into technical schools. And FCEF is moving this year that, and the goal is, and what's in the works, is to have seven of those in the state of Georgia by the, or across the country, by the end of the year. So seven of them is our goal there. Okay. The ultimate goal is many, many more. There are a couple thousand of these around the country. And so if we can get this program in there, it captures, you know, that high school graduate that's looking for a trade career. It captures them right out on the front end and brings them into the industry. And when they graduate, you know, they can go on and start as a helper move on from there. So it's a fantastic program of recruitment. The colleges help with that. Of course, the colleges, recruit for all the trades, but if that one's there, at least they've got a choice.
Exactly. Yep.
So CFI is a part of that. Of course, CFI has a role with FCEF in particular, because we also train. So the college program is one initiative, but CFI has initiatives where we also train new installers and bring them into the industry. So we're tackling it from a multi-sided, and there's plenty of places for everybody to work in this in this challenge that we've got going forward.
Well, so I tell you what, let's talk a little bit more about CFI. Let's dig in, tell people more about what it is specifically, and what we do, what everyone at CFI does. Like you said, it's been around 30 years, but I don't think people know enough. So,
well, you know, it's hard sometimes to get enough communication out to the industry, and there's so much going on out there, you know, that not everybody is reached. So, CFI is, like I said, been around for 30 years. We'll be celebrating our 30th year this year. It really, for the longest time, was probably the only group that was doing training in the industry of any significance. And it was, you know, primarily focused on training existing installers and honing their skills and certifying them, testing and certifying them. And as far as what we do today, there's that component. We're sort of divided into, you know, CFI has about three big blocks or three big components of what it does. It's a membership, sort of a fraternity, if you will, of you know, installers that are very, very proud and excited about being a part of the organization, because they've gone through the training, they've gone through the testing and certification. So it's a membership part of it. There's always that. But in terms of education, it's focused on two things. One is, it's focused on the training of existing installers, as I said. We train folks that have been in the industry for some time. In fact, to be certified, there's this minimum of 24 months for most of our programs that you have to work in the industry before you can get certified. So there's that component of it. And we train and certify in pretty much every flooring category that's out there. And then there's the second component of what we do, which is the training of new installers. So along with the college, technical college program that FCEF is doing, and by the way, CFI was actively involved in development of our of that curriculum and development of that program. Dave Garden, who is the executive director of education for CFI, taught the first two classes there. He helped develop that curriculum and continues to be involved in that going forward. In fact, we'll talk about that in just a moment. But the other aspect of what we do is to really bring new talent in. We have what's called CFI schools. It's essentially, we have sort of a permanent location in Wichita. And at that location, we have a course pretty much every 6 weeks or so. They're 5 weeks long, sometimes 6 weeks long if they throw hardwood on top of it, hard surface on top of it. But it's a generally a 5 week course, and we do those about every 6 or 8 weeks, and we do them consistently. And we have, you know, around we can take about 8 students at a time there, maybe 10, but I think we pretty much try to shoot for 8, and we train them from the ground up. So these are brand new individuals that have never been in the flooring installation business. And we bring them in and teach them floor covering installation in, let's say, carpet, for example. And we teach them that in a really intense 8 hours a day, 5 day a week, 5 week program, where we take them the gamut all the way through, you know, pretty much everything they need, so that when they graduate, they're able to go in and do, say, a 3-room house. Right. By themselves. Mm-hmm. And of course, they've got a lot of other skills, advanced skills they can learn. But in that 5 weeks, if they pass the exam at the end of that 5 weeks, and again, that's a written exam and a skills hands-on exam. If they demonstrate that they've learned what they need, you know, and pass those exams, we issue them what's called an R1 certification, which is a residential carpet certification. And we can help get them into the workforce. Many times they've got jobs waiting for them before they ever graduate from it. In fact, most of the time that's the case. But if not, there's plenty of work out there for them to do. So no problem getting jobs and getting started working, making a good living. I mean, if you think about floor covering installation, you can make a really good living in floor covering installation. And not a lot of people even know that that's there. But there are many, many, many installers in this industry making six figures.
Yeah. And I'm well aware.
Yeah.
I had that college versus trades conversation yesterday with a retail store owner and installer out in Washington State.
Yep.
And it was exactly the same thing. He said, I was at that crux where I was making the decision. He said, I did go to college. He goes, but when I graduated, he said, my dad literally came to me and handed me my flooring tools.
That's great.
And he said, I laughed and was like, whatever. I'm not going to do that. And he said, here I am doing flooring for decades.
Well, that's it. And the other thing is you don't leave your education with this huge level of debt that everybody does with college. And speaking of the cost of it, certainly it costs to train to get your education. But the good thing about it is, you know, within that program of CFI, FCEF has recognized that program and approved it for scholarship.
Yeah.
So anyone going to those 5 week programs can generally get a scholarship for at least half of the cost of that. And oftentimes a dealer or, you know, there's other avenues for them to get the balance of that. And pretty much they can come out of there with their education paid for. It didn't cost them anything, or very little, if anything.
Yeah, if any.
And then they can immediately go to work earning money. There's very few places you can get it.
Yeah, that's really the kicker, is the just hitting the ground running.
Yeah, hit the ground running. And when they come out of that school, they're ready to start working. I mean, in fact, from a technical knowledge standpoint and a doing it right perspective, they oftentimes have a lot more knowledge and skills than someone's been doing it for many years, because they're learning it the right way. And and so many installers have maybe learned some techniques that probably aren't the best, but it's what they know. You know, they've been successful with it, but there's some ways they can improve their skills. And these individuals going to that school first enter the workforce having learned the proper techniques and proper ways to install the flooring.
Well, the products have changed.
The products have changed greatly over the years. Technology within products has changed tremendously.
Yep.
You know, between locking systems and you know, installation adherence methods and things like that. You know, I mean, there's just a lot of differences in products than there were 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So learning that and staying up to date on that So we have this this entry level education mm-hmm. in the schools, and we do those. We got a permanent one in Wichita. I failed to mention that we also take those schools to a market. So if we have a retailer, a dealer, a distributor, someone who wants to sponsor and host us in a market, we bring that school to that market. So yeah. we'll set up shop in that market for 5 weeks and recruit from that market so that those installers go right back into that market. So we have a mobile version of that and we have a permanent version of that.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to serve the need wherever the need is and go to the student rather than bringing the student to Wichita.
Absolutely.
It's much more cost effective that way, obviously.
Sure.
And then the other piece is the continuing education and certification that we're doing here in Nashville. That involves honing skills, you mm-hmm. know, everything from specialty skills to advanced
right.
certifications.
And now you guys have been here all week.
Yeah, we've been here all week in Nashville at Buddy Allen's Carpet. And the first part of the week was focused on carpet. So
right.
we had
okay.
3 days of carpet training and certification. And yesterday and today, we were focused on wood, LVP, laminate. And then tomorrow, we're going to be doing not a certification per se, but we're going to be doing some specialty skills, replacing boards, repairs. I don't know all what all is on the docket for tomorrow, but it's more of a specific skills-based
right.
sort of advanced training on specific skills. But we have two certifications running this week, and it's going very well. It's exciting to see out there these folks,
going at it. You know how many are
here? We've got 12 students today, and I think, okay. you know, we can do somewhere between 12 and 16 students at a time, just from a practical standpoint.
Yeah.
You know, it gets a little bit unwieldy when you get more than that.
Yeah.
But we can do more if we got a larger space. We need to bring in more instructors, though. It takes more instructors to do that. But we got 12 here. I think we had 15 in the carpet, and I don't know how many we got tomorrow. We got several tomorrow as well.
Now, what do you generally like to have as far as the ratio of trainer to student?
Depends on what the training is.
Okay.
If it's, you know, if it's our schools, that's about an 8-to-1 ratio.
Okay.
If it's certifications like we're doing today, we usually have two instructors per up to 16 students or
yeah.
so.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. That makes sense. All right, well, let's talk about the advanced commercial certification. This is new.
Very new, very exciting. So we announced, I guess it was this week, we announced a brand new training and certification for commercial. It's called our Advanced Commercial Carpet Certification.
Yes.
Get that right. So we already have commercial carpet certifications in levels 1 and 2. So we have a C1 and a C2 certification, we call it, so on the commercial side. But there was a need for some really more advanced skills that we don't teach and certify on those two courses. This is the highest level of commercial certification that we are now offering.
So above C2.
It's above C2. In fact, it requires a C2 to sit,
to get this.
You know, and go
okay.
into that course and certification. And it's very advanced, and so we're doing things that, you know, you need seasoned experience and training to do. And some commercial applications, when you've got a lot of bow and skew, or you've got, you know, technically difficult products to work with, because some products are easier than others.
Right.
And when you have things in the field that you can correct, we're teaching you how to correct those in that advanced certification. So, you know, if there's a severe bow or skew in a product, oftentimes a really good installer with the right skill set can fix that. And, mm-hmm. you know, and that's perfectly fine. It's adjusted and managed in the field. So we're teaching some of those, and we're certifying at the very advanced level of commercial certification. So we're very excited about that. We hosted a preview about 2 weeks ago in Dalton, and we brought in a lot of the technical services reps from a lot of the manufacturers and suppliers, and really helped us hone that certification and provided input for us on how do we craft that test mm-hmm. specifically. and what they look for as well, because, is again, these certifications benefit everybody in the supply chain.
Yeah, absolutely.
And manufacturers are, you know, a primary beneficiary of that. And they want to know that what we're certifying and what we're putting our stamp on meets, you know, what a manufacturer spec should look like.
Yep.
And so they give us some great feedback on refining and finalizing that program. So it'll be launching here, the first class, here in a couple of months.
Okay.
And we're finalizing the date. I don't have a final date for you, but it'll be shortly.
Okay.
And be the first class on that as we get ready to launch that in full force.
Well, you guys have a lot of new news.
We do. We're very busy.
You are. A lot going on. And this next piece was pretty exciting to see come through. I mean, this is huge. So the basic floor covering installation program that FCEF piloted last year has now achieved credentialing status with CFI. So
Yes, we did announce that again. This is another recent release that we've announced. The FCEF program is a phenomenal program, but the graduates of that program weren't really recognized in any way.
Right.
It more was, you know, considered their entry-level training, but there was no credential that they could take with them and use
it
in the marketplace. And it's not, they're not certified coming out of that. I mean, certification means something totally different. But what we did want to do is we wanted to give them a credential that would recognize their formalized training. And so in the FCEF program, that college program, they're learning skills across all of the product categories. So they're not just learning carpet or, you know, LVT or, you know, ceramic tile. They're learning a little bit of all of those. So their career path can go in multiple directions.
Yeah. And
that was the goal of that, and that was the purpose of the way we structured that, with along with the help of, you know, the Ceramic Tile Association, as well as NWFA, CFI. We all got together and we crafted that curriculum so that it would give them a little bit of all of those. Mm-hmm. And so what we want to do, and what CFI is announced, and what we're going to be implementing, is that we're going to test and evaluate what they learned, both in a written and skills test that is going to be administered by the instructor for that course within the college. But the test is developed by CFI, so that when they come out of that, CFI will issue them the credential of Flooring Technician 1. That's what we're going to be calling it. And it really equips them with the ability to enter the workforce as a helper in any flooring category. So they can go right into the field and say, hey, I've got this. But not only are we going to issue that credential, we're going to recognize CFI as that credential for our additional training in a couple of different ways. Number one is if they hold that credential, they will be credited with 6 months of the 24-month work requirement. Mm-hmm. That is a prerequisite to entering our certification trainings, our 2-day, 3-day certification trainings. And it normally takes 24 months of work experience before you can enter that test and sit for that test to get certified. So that will shorten that time frame to 18 months. So they'll get 6 months of credit toward that. If they want to enter the workforce immediately upon graduation from the technical college program and be a helper out in the industry and learn the rest of what they need up to the point of where they want to sit for CFI's training and certification, they can do that in 18 months later. If they want to go ahead and get their certification immediately after graduating from the technical college program, they'll be able to enter our 5-week carpet program at week 3. So they'll get 2 weeks of credit for that. And if they complete the balance of the 5 week, those other 3 weeks of 8 hours a day, 5 days a week for 3 straight weeks, then they can receive their certification and then enter the workforce. So they've got two options in terms of their career path coming out of that. They'll also get 2 weeks of our, 1 week of our 4 week resilient course, which is, you know, the sister course maybe of the 5 week carpet course, where they can, you know, learn resilient and get certified in that in 3 additional weeks as well. So we're issuing a credential, number one, and number two is we're giving them credit toward our other programs where they don't have to start over, because there's really no need. They've learned a lot of the things that we teach in the first two weeks of those schools, as well as you know, what you might learn on the job having no formal education in about 6 months' time. So we feel like this is a good way to encourage them to get their entry-level education coming out of high school in these college programs, but have them a clear path for them to move on and get their certification, because, again, we feel like certification is extremely important, that they be trained and evaluated on their skills so that the rest of the industry knows, hey, I've got the education that I need to do this right. Set myself apart.
It's a bit of a seal of approval.
It is. It's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It gives everybody confidence.
Well, and ultimately in the end, I mean, if this they have nowhere to go, then what's it all for?
That's right.
So
that's
yeah.
Right. So we're very pleased and excited to announce that new credentialing, not certification, but that new credentialing for those graduates. And we're very, very supportive. We're very involved, as I said already, in FCEF's efforts. You know, it's an industry-wide problem, and it's going to take everyone in the industry to solve
it. Absolutely. Well, and on that note, you guys have partnered with FCICA for the convention in the fall. I guess it's technically fall. So that's a big deal.
It is. So we announced this sometime back, you know, that we had a partnership that we were announcing with FCICA. Of course, FCICA, for those that may not know, they are an association of flooring contractors, and got some great programs that they offer. I'll just mention their SIM program is a phenomenal program where they train and certify installation management. So that's something that we don't do at all. It's very complementary to what we do, but we don't do it. Their association is made up of flooring contractors, you know, around the country. And we announced a joint partnership with them where we're going to be involved in many joint efforts. We're working on those as we speak, where we can cross-train, cross-pollinate, as it were.
Oh, absolutely.
And there's a great opportunity to do that. The convention that we're having was announced so that we're going to have our joint convention in Orlando, Florida. So this will be a CFI-FCICA joint convention.
What do you anticipate attendance to be?
Well, we hope it's going to be a lot more than what we had in the past.
I think
it will be much more attended. You know, it'll have obviously some joint things that we do together, you know, joint keynote speaker, maybe joint activities that we do. You know, we have a golf outing at the front of that, so all that type of things we'll do jointly. We'll have some joint sessions, some joint training sessions that are relevant to both parties, but we'll have installers there and installation contractors there, which, you know, have a great relationship with each other, should have anyway. And then we'll have tracks for both of them to get from an educational standpoint. We'll have educational tracks that are focused on the commercial contractor's interest and the installer's interest as well. And of course, we have retailers that come to our convention. We invite all retailers to come to our convention, because great place to interact, great place to learn more about installation. Yes. We have some things there that are benefit them as well.
Now you're going to celebrate the 30th.
30th year. Yeah, that's going to be our...
What big plans do you have?
Well, I can't reveal those. They're secret.
Oh, okay. The top secret celebration.
No.
Okay.
It is definitely a celebration. It is a reunion, if you want to think about it in that way. We hope it will be for maybe some CFI certified, some of those 40,000 that we've certified over the years that maybe haven't gotten engaged with CFI in a long time. We would love to invite them back to sort of a reunion.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. And we expect to see some of the original CFI members.
I hope so. We're trying to, you know, reach out to them. invite them there and really try to, you know, celebrate what CFI has done. It has done a lot of things over the years and impacted the industry in a very positive way, and we're going to celebrate that.
Will there be any Hall of Fame inductees?
Don't know yet.
Okay.
Don't know.
A little hush-hush.
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll see.
You're giving us a lot to anticipate.
Yep.
All right. Well, this is fantastic. Is there anything that you would like to say in closing?
No, I just thank you for your interest in helping us, you know, get the message out of what's going on and what we do. It's a great organization. I tell you, I've been part of it now for about going on about 8 years. In fact, a couple of days ago was my 8th year anniversary
with
WFCA. So we've been involved with it very early on. We purchased the assets of CFI about 8 months after I joined the organization. So it's a phenomenal, phenomenal organization. Convention, I'll just mention this. We were talking about convention. Convention, it's extraordinary to watch the camaraderie of these folks that come, these installers that come to our convention. It's just amazing to see. They're so passionate about CFI. I mean, when we were at TICE, you know, a few weeks back, you know, our booth was just full of people, You know, we sponsored the installation competition, or, you know, we actually executed that. You know, we managed that along with TICE. And, of course, the regionals, I forgot to mention the regional competitions that are coming up. This year, we'll be doing 4 regional competitions leading up to 2024, TICE 2024's finals. So, but we love doing that. I mean, the interest in that, the passion of our members around that, and the interest it creates in the industry is just phenomenal. And to see that, and to see the passion these folks have for CFI, I told them a few of the installers that I spoke with earlier in the week. I said, you know, we're going to have a booth set up at our convention so that you can get CFI tattoos if you want there. I mean, that literally,
that's
they're
great.
So passionate about this. I wouldn't be surprised if they wouldn't take us up on that. They are really passionate about being a part of the organization and what it stands for, and they're so willing to help us. I mean,
yes.
A lot of the work that gets done within CFI is through volunteers, and
I love those volunteers.
You know,
stories.
We've got a fantastic staff. You know, I mentioned Dave Garden, John McHale's been with CFI since the beginning, and he is an amazing director of operations for CFI, and he gets it done. So we've got a great internal team, but we've got a great host of volunteers and members that help us along the way try to pull off what we're doing, and there's a lot going on. So,
thank you. This was great. Look forward to the next update.
Very good. Thank you, Beth.